Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Get ready for the 2016 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Camarillo Airport. The Camarillo Airport comes alive with aerobatic performances, classic warbirds, helicopter and airplane rides, a World War II reenactment camp, as well as a variety of food and street vendors. The Camarillo Wings Association distributes the air show net profits to participating nonprofit groups that promote youth in science and aviation. Tickets and more information are available at www.wingsovercamarillo.com. It's fun for the whole family the weekend of August 21st and 22nd at the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport. Parking is free. See you there.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We're so excited to have you. And again, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that is life here in the 805. I'm Kim, and
I'm Chad Atkins, founder of PawWorks.
There you go. And so much more. You're going to be like the and so much more,
I
like
know.
I
and
am,
so
right?
And so much more. And the brighter side of the 805.
There you go.
And the world.
There you go. And the world, because we're
gonna,
reaching
we're
out.
We're going to conquer
there,
the world.
I know. I love that. Anyways, I am really excited about our show today. And again, I want to find out or give you some info about all the ways that you can get in touch with us. One of them is just our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We have a lot of guests today, and so again, I want to just share all of our stuff with us. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Stay connected for more chances to win there. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can either go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com, and listen there, or check out our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You can download it and then hear all of our shows there. All right. With that, I want to talk about our guest today. Nina Rosner is the first one, and that is 40 Days to a More Fulfilling Relationship with Your Teens and Tweens. And then next, Regina Pointer is actually in the studio with us. And welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And then lastly, we're going to be talking with David Essel about his book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. And I'm going to beg to differ with him on that. But I think it's all about the brighter side of life. However you look for it, however you look at it, you can lift your spirits. And with that, I'm excited to share all the guests that we have going on here. I want to start with a positive thought for the morning is to try to cheer someone else up. When you cheer someone else up, you're actually cheering yourself up. And it's just put yourself out there. You know, so many people walk by people that they know that they can make a difference in their life. And sometimes they walk by. And why not be that miracle in their life? That's what it's all about, you know. It's interesting. I have to share something really silly, but it wasn't silly to them. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and there's these, I don't even know what they're called. I'll show you a picture in a minute. But this little girl, it was picture day the next day, and she got one of these. She had hair down to her waist, and she got one of these things caught in her hair. And her mom called me, and they're clients of mine. She's like, are you up? It was like 9:30. I'm like, yeah. Is everything all right? And I'm like, never would expect a call from her. She goes, we can't get this out of her hair, and I don't know if I should shave it. I'm like, no, no, no. Just come over. My husband's like, I know you're really tired, but that was so nice. I'm like, that is, you know, that's what I could do. That's a gift that I can do. So if there's gifts that you have, share them. You know, take that time out of your life. You know, it, so many people walk around saying, it's not my problem. And you know what? If we all do that, you know, look at you with all your amazing, you know, Chad does for all his animals. And, you know, again, you could do that. You could be that miracle in somebody's life. So with that, I just want to share some of our quick giveaways that we can talk about.
Okay. We have many giveaways this morning. And let's talk about, I'll go from the top, Wings Over Camarillo. It's happening this weekend. And it is for today, Saturday and Sunday. It is a great presentation of warbirds, of skydiving. It's got everything. Aerobatics. It's a beautiful show. Great for the family. Just remember, bring a chair, sunscreen, and a hat, and you will be good to go. The Elite Theater, In the Midst of All is Good, and that is a funny comedy by Tom Eubanks. Also, another great theater is the Rubicon Theater, hosting the fifth event of the Back to the Garden. That's going to be another wonderful show. The Songs of Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and Laura Nyro. Oh, those are three great women of music. August 20th at 2 p.m., 8 p.m., and August 21st at 2 p.m., located at 1006 East Main Street, Ventura. You can take it from there.
Ah, let's give away. We have actually some really cool things today.
I know, that's why I took some of them off, because I think that we could concentrate on a lot of these.
You know, let's just go for the big bang to start the show. We have Tracy Morgan brings his Picking Up the Pieces toward a Thousand Oaks. Tracy Morgan is bringing his wild and unpredictable stand-up to the Fred Cavalli Theater on Saturday, September 24th, 2016 at 8 p.m. We have two tickets for that.
There you go. Call in right now.
Look at you.
See? We got lots of stuff that we're giving away, so there you go.
So it's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call right now. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. All right, well, let's bring our first guest on, and it is Nina and Debbie, and Nina Rosner, and is it Rosner, and Debbie Hitchcock, and of course their book 40 Days to a More Fulfilling Relationship with Your Teens and Tweens. This is so important. Sometimes, you know, it's funny, I'm just hiring a couple more people for my team, and they were talking about their sons, and you know, your son just started back at school.
He
I saw
did.
His cute
He's
little
in
picture
third grade.
I know, I miss that, but you know what, it's like, you know what, as long as you have really great memories and you've stayed, you know, with your kids, and you're the most important sample and example in their lives. And so many people are just rushing around trying to get through it. And I'm excited to talk to Nina and Debbie. Debbie, are you there?
This is Nina. Yeah, it's great to be here, Kim.
Thank you. Do we have Debbie too?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. So it is just Nina. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, again, your book.
I'm the executive director of Greater Impact Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We do training for organizations that are growing families. So we'll do training for churches, marriage, helping parenting. We do public speaking training for leaders, pastors, that kind of stuff. We wrote the book, With All Due Respect, as a result of a class that we teach here locally in Cincinnati called Generations. And it's kind of a follow-up. You know, we dealt with marriage with wives, with respect there. And of course, we do here in Cincinnati called Daughters of Sarah. And then this book naturally flowed right out of that experience with the parenting element.
Perfect. So, and thank you for sharing all that with it. Where are so many parents stuck in their trap of wanting perfect kids? I think that's the biggest thing. That's really where I want to start, is there are no perfect. There's no perfect human beings. We are all humans being. And I think that once we know that, a lot of, you know, parents that have maybe one child, they don't have any other experiences. But when you have four like me, you realize that. They all walk in a different path, and success can be in many different gifts.
Yes, absolutely. And I find it incredibly encouraging that even God himself couldn't, you know, get the right behavior out of his own kids, Adam and Eve, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. And we spend so much time focusing on the quote-unquote right things, like the best behavior, the best school, the best grades, the best position on the soccer team, whatever it is. You know, we want all the best for our kids. When really we're wrapping our identity up in their behavior, which is completely dysfunctional.
Right.
It puts a lot of stress on them, and then it really damages the relationship. And then when they need our advice and our wisdom, they won't even come to us because they've been feeling controlled.
Wow. And that is so true. And then they don't want to share. You know, we have Regina in here, and I don't want to mix the two, but I really do want to mix the two because Regina is here with, you know, Out of the Darkness. It's a community for working against suicide. And so there's a huge rising of teenagers that just think that their life is unlivable. And I just think, you know, parents, just gosh, we're so hard on our kids. Our schools are so hard on our kids. And, you know, I just, it's like, you know, there's bullying. There's no acceptance anymore of, you know, of our children. And we need to accept them because they have such a high standard to live.
Yeah, I think for me, and this is just my personal opinion, is I think it lends back to just access nowadays. Is there's so much access to anything and everything out there.
24/7.
Because, yeah. I mean, growing up, I'm almost 40 now, and growing up, I mean, my parents had high expectations of me, and I had to work and be part of the family and be a productive part, and it never bothered me, and it was just what was expected of me, and I was fine with that, but there wasn't so much acceptance, or, you know, lack of acceptance because of social media, and it wasn't just in your face all the time. You had a place to escape to, which was home. You no longer have that. You can't escape anywhere.
No. That's a great point, Chad. Yeah. Regina, do you want to touch on this a little bit with us?
Yes. It, you know, suicide is not a respecter of person or age or gender. And we here in Ventura County, our suicide rates have risen. Just recently we had on the news, I'm sure everyone probably saw it, about the young boy who took his life because he was bullied excessively.
Yeah. Just pathetic. It's pathetic. And you know, I mean, they don't even want to go and tell their parents because they don't want to let them down. Tom?
Did you hear that story? It came out earlier this week, I think on Thursday, about the young girl who was abused, and she went to the police, and the police said, "What's your name?" You know what she said? Idiot. She told the police her name was Idiot. Can you fathom what that young girl's life? Oh, it makes you just want to cry.
Cringe.
And that's the pressure that some kids are under. And some of that even comes through the family, not just outside social media.
Yeah. Terrible. In fact, Chad, I think it was at one of your brunches that you played that video that just ripped out our hearts. Okay.
You know, yeah, we have a new program, and it's a child pet ambassador program to teach kids compassion and responsibility and just make them part of something that doesn't judge them. And a lot of people had a hard time watching that video because it was that latchkey child who parents drink, you know, don't really pay attention to their kids. Not that it's bad that a parent drinks, but excessively. And didn't, you know, was more worried about their world and really just pushed the kid off to do their own thing. And people had a hard time watching that. I actually had a lot of people say, you know, we didn't walk out of this brunch because people think light and airy, feeling good. And I'm like, you know what? But it's in your face.
Reality.
It's reality.
Yeah.
We need to wake up. And, you know, I think Nina creating these healthy and happy teens is really, you know, what we have to do because it starts at a younger age.
And I was just going to say that, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we talk about everything here, and it is The Brighter Side of Life, because if we can just get knowledge on any of these things, that's what's going to help us. And that's why I talk about everything. And we've got Nina Rosner on right now, and of course, Regina Poitner in our studio with American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we're talking about our teens and our tweens. And just like Chad said, It starts at home. You know, it starts at home. And we need to be the cheerleaders for our kids, not to make their life so hard that they feel like they can't live within our means. And so they go out elsewhere because the world is ugly and it's hard out there. And so we need to build their self-esteem within their own hearts so that they are resilient to things that happen because they know that they have their own gifts. Nina, can you help us with that?
Absolutely. I fully agree with everything that you're saying. And so much of it from, you know, them developing a sense of esteem, but that comes from respecting themselves.
Mm. Wow.
And we don't see that modeled by mom and dad. What they see modeled is mom throwing herself under the bus, being exhausted, working, you know, at work, working at home, always being tired, never doing anything she enjoys. I mean, we have an epidemic of parents that are exhausted in our country. Right. And all, you know, the running around is really not helpful. And then on top of that, we don't have boundaries.
Right.
We don't say no.
And then we don't. And not to interrupt you, but I don't know. And I didn't really understand boundaries until I was much older. I never, we didn't grow up with knowing that there was boundaries, you know. My family was, you know, my parents and I were really close. My sister had some other issues that were, you know, but we were a family. That's all we knew. But I never knew boundaries. And I think boundaries are such a huge.
I actually find that hard to believe. Because
really?
I do. And I mean, when I think boundaries, I think just life in general. Like, I mean, part of our boundaries was sitting at the kitchen table every night. Part of our boundaries were, you know, on the weekends, we didn't sleep until 10 o'clock and then 11 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up at 8
and
o'clock in the
chores.
Morning and do chores.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, but
I
see,
had
I didn't
to help
think
in the
of
fields
those.
Because we lived on 20 acres. So I did have boundaries, but we did have an open communication as well.
This is true. So it just, the word, I mean, I didn't think of chores as a boundary, but I remember, you know, my friends would come over and my mom would say, you know, I'd be like, Mom, can I go? And she goes, as soon as you're done vacuuming, you know, it was like,
right.
Seriously, you know, but I didn't really think of that as a boundary, but now it's helped me. My house is spotless.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life. So maybe, you know, I don't know, chores and allowance and all those kind of things can make a huge difference.
And also, I mean, as a child, were you always allowed to go over to your friends' houses?
Never.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So there are boundaries. We just, we think nowadays that it has to be so strict and in the sand, and that's not the case.
Yeah, we tend to be pendulum swingers. We either are too lax or too controlling, and really healthy's in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you know, when we're seeking perfection with our kids, you know, and so many parents are doing the helicopter thing where they're doing homework for them and making sure they get, you know, all this prestige and awards and all these things. The problem is that damages a kid's self-esteem. For me, for a seventh grader, sixth grader to turn in a project that dad did half of and he gets an A on is a so what.
Yeah. I have to say, I was actually kind of one of those parents, you know, and I'd be like, okay, so what did we get? you know?
And who isn't tempted to want that for their kid? I mean, we are tempted. We want to see them do well, but we steal something from them when we do it for them because
there's no
sense of satisfaction in a job well done and working hard and earning something. And when I don't earn it, I don't respect something about myself.
I agree with you completely, because if we look at a lot of the children and teens, they have an attitude of entitlement.
Oh, big time.
You know, where they think that, you know, the world owes them something because mom and dad have
big,
you know,
money, or they
made money,
yeah,
or done their homework, like you said. And I think it's important that parents get the information that's available to them out there, because in my line of work, I see that there is a lack of parenting skills. And so these parents find it easier to just take the easy road, because to be diligent with your children and consistent in setting those boundaries and picking your battles, it's hard work.
I was just going to say that my mom used to say, I'm your mom first and your friend second. Okay. And I used to like think, you know, but it's hard to, you can't just, they can't like you all the time. And I mean, if you're doing your job right, you know, and if you even care, you know, I mean, you just have to, You know, you have to do your parenting skills, and that's what it's all, you know, to me, it's like every time, you know, one of my children, it's like now they're a little bit older. My youngest is 20 and 21, but I'm like, Chuck, you know, it's like, you know, you get through it. So, Nina, what are we going to find in your book? And leave us with some really great skill that just can help everybody. And I'd love to have you back because this is such an important topic.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for the opportunity. You know, the book uses our training method, so it's an experiential thing. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to do just one chapter a day. It's like a devotional kind of thing.
Oh, and, I love that. Okay. I didn't receive mine yet, so I don't have it in front of me. Hopefully I will soon.
Yeah, so you'll read a story about a parenting situation. And then there'll be a little bit of teaching around that and then some questions for you to think about. You know, how does this apply to my current situation?
Wow.
And one of the things that I want to encourage parents to do is to really just not wrap up their behavior in reacting to their kid, rather to respond. One of the stories in the book, it's one of my favorites. One of my boys, my kids are 20, 18 and almost 15.
Okay.
And when my oldest was about 14 years old, he's in a band and he had rehearsal and he's like freaking out in the car and he's like, "We got to go. I need to go here and need to go there." And we pull in the driveway and he's telling me all this stuff that he's got to do and, you know, "You need to hurry up, get what you need to get, and then let's go and make me a sandwich." And he gets out of the car and slams the door and I'm like, "Wow, who are you?" You know, because we don't talk to each other like that in my house. But, you know, he was being a teenager, hormonal, they go up and down. And I didn't wrap my identity up in that moment with his behavior. I didn't take it personally. I just thought, that's interesting. And I didn't react. And I went upstairs and I laid down on my bed and I started reading a magazine. And he comes in and he says, "What are you doing? We got to go. I'm going to be late. Where's my sandwich?" And I looked at him and I said, "You know, I absolutely love that you have all these things to do. And, you know, I love that you have a band. I love that you've got, you know, these neat opportunities. And I am thrilled to take you places when you treat me with respect." Mm. I don't think that happened out in the van.
Yeah. That's good. So you had your boundaries set.
Yeah. And he says to me, you know, gears are turning in his head. And he says, "You know what, Mom, you're absolutely right. You know what? I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done that. You're right. I was disrespectful, and I shouldn't have said it." And he takes his pause, and then he says, "So can we go?" And I said, "Dude, you know what? I totally forgive you, and thank you so much for recognizing that. And maybe tomorrow I'll feel like driving you around."
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, because it's not instant gratification.
Right. Yeah. And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "You need to understand that your behavior
has consequences.
And I love you, and you can go to your thing, but I'm not going to take you."
There you go.
He's like, "Well, how am I going to get there?" And I said, "That's not my problem. That's your problem."
Yeah. Nina, we're at the end of this. We need to take a really quick break. Where do we find your book?
It's everywhere, but also on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon, right? But
right.
You can find it in any Christian bookstore, Barnes & Noble, just anywhere.
Okay, so great. Nina, I want to have you back. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and your experience and your book with us. Again, 40 Days to a More Fulfilling Relationship with Your Teens and Tweens. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Regina. We're going to find out more about American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You want to shout out something?
Yeah, let's give a shout out to one of our sponsors. And this is a new sponsor
that
you can talk a little bit about.
Yeah.
Dorothea Healing. Doris helps people transform their lives into fuller, richer, and more meaningful experience. She offers personal one-on-one healing and workshops to find out what is blocking you. Also, she's offering a workshop for our loving animals. Call Doris at 805-807-3097 or check her website out at dorotheahealing.com. That's D-O-R-O-T-H-E-A healing.com.
There you go. I know. She's.
We're going to have to talk about that when we come back.
I know. She's really amazing. And, you know, with my mom's loss and stuff, I was like, okay, I can't do anything that I don't believe in. So, of course, I went through it with her and, wow, I got to share that with you. Again, call us right now. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Regina Pointner. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back. People try to put us to death. Talking about my generation. Just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm here with Chad. And of course, we've got Regina Pointner in our studio. And we're talking about the walk to fight suicide. And of course, she is with American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I'm really excited and I'm proud to have you in our studio, because this is something that, gosh, you know what, I want to be a part of. And there's so many people that don't have acceptance in our life, and we just really need to, we've lost a lot of kids that we've known to suicide, and you know, it's all around us. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What is your role and involvement with this year's Out of the Darkness Community Walk?
Well, I have lived experience. I also have a mental health diagnosis, and I am a suicide attempt survivor. Mm-hmm. And so I joined the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention as a volunteer 3 years ago. And then the last 2 years, I've been the walk chair for the Out of Darkness Community Walk for Ventura County. So that is my role.
Wow, that's a big role. And thank you so much for sharing your journey.
I was going to say, I commend you for saying that out loud, because it's hard for people when they've gone through such trouble in their life to be able to actually say it and help other people.
And that's it, giving back.
Yes, because part of my recovery was finding my purpose again. And what's really important to me is to share with the community that recovery is possible and hope is possible. And so I try to share that message of hope in our county.
Wow. Thank you again. Thank you. So regarding the Out of the Darkness Community Walk, for folks unfamiliar, what are we going to find that day? And how can my listeners be a part of this and help out?
Well, the walk is about individuals having the opportunity to come and honor their loved ones that they've lost to suicide. So we have about 500 walkers that come out, and excuse me, out of those 500 walkers, like I said, they're individuals that have lost a loved one to suicide. Mm-hmm. They are also suicide attempt survivors like myself, and then their community partners throughout the Ventura County. And we people come and they have t-shirts made with the pictures of their loved ones on them, and we have guest speakers that come out. This year we will have Lisa Klein coming, which we're very excited about. She's the producer and director of the documentary Of Two Minds and The S Word, so we're very excited to have her. And then we usually have someone that is also a suicide attempt survivor. And this year we have Carol Thomas coming out, and she'll be representing the LGBT community. And then we have a family that will be speaking, telling their story about their loss. So basically the day is to honor those that have lost their lives. The other main focus is that we want to raise awareness, education, and prevention. And then the big one for me is to reduce the stigma that's attached to mental illness and suicide.
Mm. And when you say that, are you talking mainly of, you know, depression? Depression and, you know, really not fitting in. The there's a lot of mental health, but also special needs or learning disabilities, right?
Yes, and like I said earlier, suicide is not a respecter of any individual, whether they're academically challenged or, you know, they're straight A students, because statistically, you know, straight A students have lost their lives to suicide as well.
Oh, yeah.
And those that suffer physical impairments and, people that have special needs, physical disabilities, suicide affects them as well. And as far as looking at factors, it really, we have to look beyond the norm. A lot of people ask me, well, you know, so-and-so lost their lives, but we didn't have any signs. And so we have to, that's why education is so important, because we have to look beyond what we think is normal and knowing the facts. And that's what the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention wants to do. We want to reduce the suicide by 20% by the year 2025. And how we want to do that is to be able to get out to the community, get out to the schools, get out to the churches, get out to parents, parenting classes. Because if parents and educators can really, really look beyond, in my own personal story, I share that I just was looked upon as a bad girl, some girl that wanted attention. And there was more beyond that, and nobody was able to look at that. So knowing the signs.
Regina, and I do, again, thank you so much for being here. How did you get people to finally hear you?
Finally just looking in the mirror and saying, I'm done. Okay, God, you either help me find the road to make my life different, or I'm done. And so it was taking baby steps and having my husband by my side, because I had no hope. I was completely hopeless. So he held my hope for me. So having a strong support system is crucial. Then finding the right treatment that works for you, finding the right therapy that works for you, finding the right medication that works for you, and then getting to a place where you're ready to take those baby steps on a road to wellness and recovery. Mm-hmm. So once I was able to complete that, and it's still a daily journey. I mean, mental illness is just like diabetes and heart disease and other physical ailments. Our brain is an organ, and so it's something that I will live with the rest of my life. But I choose to, just like someone that has diabetes, I choose, they choose to take their insulin as well. I am a type 1 diabetic. So it's the same. It's the same thing.
Right.
But then reaching out and finding what's out there and what works for you, because there, is something out there for everybody, no matter where they're at in their journey.
So if someone is in the position where you were when you felt hopeless, I mean, what is one thing that you wish someone had told you or
great question.
Sent you somewhere? What is that one thing that, or two things or whatever, you know, if someone's feeling so hopeless that they don't know what to do?
Well, I think reaching out to someone that person feels safe with.
Did you have that?
I had that.
Did you have that?
I did not have that as an adolescent and a young adult. Okay. I didn't have it until later on in life.
Are you an only child?
No. Okay. I have an older brother, an older sister, and a younger brother.
Do any of them deal with?
Yes. They all have some sort of a mental illness or disorder. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic as far as, you know, the scientific research that mental illness is a genetic, has a genetic component. So if it's, you have that in, and we hear that all the time, and maybe it might skip a generation. Well, you know, we hear people say, oh, well, my great, great, great grandma, you know, was institutionalized. Oh, my cousin, you know, was in the military and he suffered PTSD and he took his life. So it definitely has a genetic predisposition.
But back to your question. I guess my question too is because as a child and adolescent, you didn't feel like there was someone that you could talk to, but there are. There's this organization.
Absolutely.
And there are people that understand.
Yes. And
even when you feel like there's not. Even if you feel like your mother, your best friend is never going to understand these feelings, there are people who have gone through every sort of emotion that you went through.
Yes,
and absolutely. That you can talk to.
Absolutely.
And how would we get in touch if there's somebody out there right now that maybe has a child or themselves that are feeling really sad and really feeling like they don't belong, what would be their step to find somebody?
Well, if it was a student, I would encourage them to reach out to their school counselor. However, I must say, when we're dealing with teens, they don't normally reach out.
They don't reach out.
You know, statistically, they normally don't even share it with their very best friend or on social media. It's a very private act for them. And so for people that are out there that feel like they can't reach out to an individual, whether it's a friend or someone in their church, or there is a number that I would like to give out to all of your listeners. And
it is
the Suicide Lifeline. The Suicide Lifeline is 24/7, and whether you yourself are experiencing some darkness or you know someone that's experiencing darkness and you don't know how to reach out to them, you can call the Suicide Lifeline at 800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255.
And when you call that, do you have to give personal information or name?
No, you do not.
So it can be anonymous. So if you just want to talk.
If you just want to talk.
Perfect. Well, that's really good to know, because there are people that, you know, they don't want to share. They're embarrassed. Exactly.
There's no reason to be, but they are. They think there's something wrong with them or they're broken. And, you know, you just need someone to talk to. And there's another person on the other line.
Yes. And if you go to afsp.org. There are several other resources that are available for all ages and all genders. And one of the big things that we also want listeners to know is that we do work with the veterans. And statistically right now, 22 veterans lose their lives every day to suicide.
My son-in-law is a veteran, and he's lost more of his brothers than before, and or in, you know, while they were in service. And, you know, I mean, that's just, they just can't cope.
There's a lot of resources on our website.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing your journey. And, of course, I want to promote and be a part of Walk to Fight Suicide and really get everybody out of the darkness, a community walk that is coming up. And, of course, that is Saturday, September 17th, correct, at Constitutional Park. And what time does it start? Let's see, I guess registration is at 7:45 and then the walk time is 9 o'clock. How far is the walk? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a 5K walk, okay, which is about 3 miles,
okay,
in Camarillo.
Okay.
So we are going up Carmen, down Las Poses, down Arneal, up Ponderosa, and back to Constitution Park for closing ceremonies.
Okay, perfect. And how do people get involved, and how do we register for this?
So they can go on to afsp.org/VC.
Okay, perfect.
And they can also email me at reginapointer.afsp@yahoo.com.
And I want to point out your last name is Poynter, which is P-O-Y-N-T-E-R.
That's correct.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I thank you again for sharing your journey. I'm so glad that you're doing great and that you've got amazing support in your life, and that's what it's about, and that you're giving back and sharing it with other people. And that truly is the brighter side of life here in the 805. And I'm so excited to be a part of this, and I want to get out there and help you do what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
So, all right, we are going to take a really quick break, and you want to give something away?
Yeah, we have Conejo Players Theater is showing the play Farragut North from August 26th to September 17th. It shows Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. They're located at 351 South Moore Park Road. We have one pair to give away right now. Call in 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
You got it. All right, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. When we come back, we'll talk with David Essel. We'll talk about thinking will never change your positive thinking will never change your life, but this book will. We're going to find out a little bit more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And our next guest is David Essel, and David's book is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will. David, I'm going to have to beg to differ with you on that, but I'm excited to hear a little bit more about your book, and I've heard that you're amazing, so I'm hoping that, you know, I love positive thinking, so talk to me, and thank you so much for joining us.
Kim, I have to tell you, 30 years now I've been in this industry, and if 30 years ago someone had told me that you're going to write a book exposing the myth of the power of positive thinking, I would have said they were insane. You know, because even to this day, I love my own affirmations, gratitude, prayer, meditation. I do it an hour every day in the morning. But what we proved, and we had 6 New York Times bestselling authors that jumped on board when they found out that I was doing this book, which should say a lot to all of us. But what we found is that positive thinking in regards to great life changes will only account for 20% of someone's success. And but you know, in our instant gratification world, you know, we've been told via books like The Secret and The Law of Attraction, which are very entertaining to read. I love the entertainment value. But we've been told that if you just think a certain way, you can attract certain things in your life, like millions of dollars or a great body or a great lover. And Tim, it's just not true.
I actually agree with you. I mean, I even though this is the brighter side, but it's the actions. It's not just positive.
Absolutely.
It's what you do with it
you
after
can't
the
just
fact.
Wish. You know, I mean, it kind of, a lot of people are going to probably think The Secret.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like, okay, I thought about it. Yeah. How's it come? It's not happening. So yes, you have to have action behind your thoughts.
Yeah. And you know, we even go a step further in the book. We say that the type of action, the degree of action is crucial to understand. And the most powerful action, if you want to get sober, lose weight, make $1 million, find the perfect lover, the action must be into the uncomfortable 5 days a week. So it's not just busyness. You know, you can be busy 12 hours a day and get nowhere in 50 years. But it's picking that one goal at a time and then saying, you know what do I need to do Monday through Friday that I don't want to do? And it is in that don't want to do that we find success. It's incredible, the power that we do have if we're willing to follow the system that we share in the book.
Okay, so tell us about that system. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, we are on our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour to go of great guests. And, of course, we're talking with David Essel, and you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here with, of course, Chad and Tom. And I'm Kim.
So, you know, when we talk about what are the keys to success, whether we're talking about Scarlett Lewis, who I share her story in the book, you know, she was one of the moms that, with the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre.
Mm, yes.
She lost her son, Jesse. Scarlett is a great friend of mine. And I asked her, you know, to get involved with the book because she said if she would have just relied on positive thinking, she could have never forgiven the killer.
Mm.
Never. You know, like we have to go in her case, she had to go into her rage, her anger. I tell a story about Dr. Joe Vitale. He's from The Secret, very famous with The Secret. When we interviewed him on my radio show, and I said, Dr. Joe, in The Secret, it says that you imagined becoming a millionaire and you went from homeless to millionaire. If that's true, teach me it. You know, like I want to know The Secret, you know. And he goes, well, honestly, I work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day.
Yeah, that's what got him the money.
You know, that's the secret to making me a millionaire from being a homeless.
I love it. Okay.
So in the book, Kim, we've got about 200 stories, you know, that validate this philosophy that we hold on to dear life now, that if you want the easy way, unless it's a miracle, it's going to happen. If you're willing to get uncomfortable, you know, so step number one is picking one goal. Step number two is saying, I'm going to line up the next 5 days, and every day I'm going to write down the exact time and the length of time that I'm going to do something I'd rather not do regarding this goal. Number three.
Wow, and that's such a different look right there, David. Yeah. Instead of looking at, you know, and I'm all about goal getting and goal seeking and you know, doing that. But you're actually looking at it in a different way of what do I not like that I'm doing and I want to get off my plate, correct?
Yes. And, wow. You know, like in the simplicity of the law of attraction, the law of attraction, many of the teachers will say, along your path to making your millions, losing 200 pounds, finding your greatest lover, getting sober, whatever, along the path, if what you're doing doesn't feel good, then that's a sign you're heading in the wrong direction. Kim, I could vomit every time I hear someone tell me that. Because, if you know, here we are just ending the Olympics. Can you imagine if any of those people in the Olympics just did what felt good?
Right.
None of them would be there. You know, Usain Bolt has a video on social media right now, and he talks about how competition is the easiest part of winning the gold medal. And then he goes on to say, I don't want to go to the track every day. There are many days I wake up. I'm not a morning person, you know. So for all of your listeners that want to achieve greatness, and we say, well, you might have to become a morning person, and they go, oh, I'm going to find another way around it. Well, if that's your only time of day to exercise, meditate, do your budgeting, whatever it is, we've got to face reality, which is what my book is about. You know, my book is about me making amends as well, Kim, because mm-hmm. for a number of years, I used to teach insanity that your thoughts become great things. Mm. So I'm making amends to the world. I've been in this business a long time.
And this is your ninth book, right, David?
Yeah, and it just turned number one bestseller.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I'm writing my book right now. I wanna talk to you after this because I really believe, you know, that it's your thoughts. Now, what were your other books about? So you're saying think and believe?
Kim, that is a great question. You know, there's a radio host, George Norrie. And George hosts this very popular show called Coast to Coast AM.
Right.
So when our top selling book with Hay House came out in 2004, it's called Slow Down, The Fastest Way to Get Everything You Want. I was on George's show.
Right.
And back then we were talking a lot about, you know, intentions and affirmations. And so when I was on George's show not long ago, he goes, wait a minute, David. Wait a minute. This is totally going against what you were on the last time you were on the show.
Did you say I'm trying to find myself, okay?
It's funny because I love this because Kim knows this is exactly how I am. I mean, you can think positive things all you want. And I mean, I've recently lost 10 pounds before I went on vacation and I hated every minute of it. Hated going to the gym, hated getting up, hated eating better. I would rather stick pizza in my mouth and eat a cupcake, but that's not reality.
Right.
And if I want to lose the weight, I got to do the time. And I love the result afterwards. I love how I feel afterwards, but during it, I want to shoot myself.
Right. Tell me how you really feel. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so true. And, you know, we go into the book, you know, we just don't do surface talk here. We go in and talk about the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind, of why people sabotage themselves. We talk in great detail about
why do you think they do? Because it's very interesting. I have
it's easier.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that, you know, has been on Weight Watchers on and off. And I remember even back in school, I'd watch her lose all this weight and then gain it all back. And it's like, you know, and we do that with our lives. Sometimes we meet the perfect partner. And if they're not, you know, a bad girl or bad guy, you know, right, we don't want them because they're too nice to us. Why do we keep sabotaging ourselves?
It's called complacency.
Oh God, Kim, this is one of the key questions that we answer, and I'll answer it right now.
Okay.
The number one role of the subconscious mind is to keep us in the known. KNOWN.
Okay.
The subconscious mind does not know if the known, eating too much, drinking too much, dating bad boys, bad girls, it doesn't validate the known as good or bad. It's just what it is. Subconscious mind cannot differentiate between dating another guy that's going to cheat on you as being a bad thing. He has the personality characteristics that we may have seen growing up that we've accepted as this is who I need to be with. This is the sign of a real man. Okay, just as an example.
That's so true.
So let's go with weight. You know, like we may have grown up in an environment where mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, when it came to celebrations, it was all about food or drinking. When it came to sadness, it was all about food or drinking. Because we know sugar interacts in the brain identically as alcohol. It numbs emotions. So if we grew up in this environment or we experienced it in high school or college or wherever it might be, and it goes into the subconscious will fight tooth and nail to stay in the known. Now, the only way to get out of it is not through intention and affirmations. I mean, we say this in the book, the subconscious laughs at the statement, I am a millionaire, we're earning $30,000 a year. It's hysterically laughing. Okay? It's in the background going, that is so cute. Now, let's earn $31,000 this year. It keeps us in that space and time that it knows about. In order to change the subconscious mind, what we have found in 30 years of doing this work, is that it takes, on average, 365 days. You know that old adage, it takes 21 to change a habit?
Correct.
Absolute nonsense. Eh. No validation whatsoever.
Really?
Yes. If we have time, I can even tell you.
We don't. And David, I'm going to have you back. We're like on our last couple minutes here.
Okay.
So I love it. I can't wait to share your book with everybody. And again, leave us with some great tips till I have you back, because where do we start?
Oh, Kim, you know what? Number one is throw out the whole notion that you're going to be able to attract. Thoughts don't become things if it's big, you know, unless it's a miracle. So number one, throw that notion out the door. Number two, whatever you want that's big is going to demand huge effort. If we can emblazon that in our brain, we're going to create a life in 365 days that'll blow us away from what we have right now. Number three, get an accountability partner. Don't think you're going to do this on your own, because the subconscious is way too tricky. It will do everything to sabotage yourself, to keep you in the known until you can work hard enough and long enough to turn it. And here's the great news. Once the subconscious is turned around, it becomes effortless to stay sober, to keep the weight off, to keep the money coming in. You know, like, there's good news in this book, really good news, but we have to be willing to go through the work in order to get to that good news.
I love it. I love it. You know what, David, where do we find your book? And again, David Essel, tell us where.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? People can get chapter one for free at our website, talkdavid.com. So they can get a feel, because this is so against the grain, Kim.
Yes.
You know, we go look at. I can give you so much information on the radio. Go to the website, talkdavid.com, read the first chapter for free, and you will understand where we're coming from, and your life will be changed.
I love it. Thank you, David. I'd love to have you back. Thank you for sharing all your great things. We are at the end of our first hour, and, of course, I want to say stay with us. We've got some really great guests, and, of course, we've got more giveaways. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Find a soulmate who helps you be the most you that you can possibly be. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.